from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The initial 53-man roster cuts are out, and we mentioned the surprising news that the Browns are carrying four quarterbacks, at least initially here. It should also be noted that Nick Chubb and Nyheim Hines are on basically the PUP list, coming off knee injuries. Well, the Browns also terminated the contract of Deontay Foreman, which surprises me a little bit. That means the two running backs left are Pierre Strong and, Jerome Ford, the guy who's going to be starting here. I think that could tell you maybe that they might be in the market for another running back, or maybe there's a wink and a nod agreement with Deontay Foreman. Hey, once we get through the next week or so, we'll bring you back. Or maybe they're just, again, maybe they're just looking for another running back. I thought that was the most interesting thing. Two running backs on the roster at the moment for Ohio State, for the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, two running backs when you don't have Chubb.
And four quarterbacks.
They are dangling some carrots.
Yeah, they're playing hardball. Yeah, they're not. And I think it's smart by Andrew. I do think it's smart to say, because, like, listen, I really like Deontay Foreman, but for some reason, this dude has not caught on consistent with any team. I watch him run, and he's like a freight train. Like, I have no idea how that guy doesn't have an everyday role. But, like, if you espouse this theory that unless your name is Nick Chubb, Christian McCaffrey, you know, Saquon, unless you're one of the 7 to 8 most talented running backs in the NFL, you're all interchangeable. I can understand the risk they're doing, even if they're trying to upgrade on Deontay as we speak. But the four quarterbacks thing, you're right. They're waiting to see, because basically they're calling the rest of the NFL's bluff. You know, the Patriots already released Bailey Zappe. There have been other quarterbacks. Malik Willis got dealt to Green Bay from Tennessee. So those quarterback moves are being made. And I think what the Browns are just gauging is, do we have a quarterback better than what is going to be released? Because if so, that then confirms the trade value. When all these quarterbacks get released at once, teams are going to have a free-for-all. And there's a pretty good chance that whether it's Minnesota, I know that's one team, I know there's a couple other teams that are kind of just looking for that better backup, or maybe somebody that they can turn to and start if they need to. And I think that's what's going on. Like, do you expect them to have four quarterbacks
on the
roster when?
No.
Not even for Dallas. Like, how long? Like, is this a short-term play, long-term play?
I mean, I guess it's certainly possible for the first game because they want to see, like, who gets out of camp, which is now, and who might have an injury as we go through the first week of the season. It happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's going to lose a starter week one. I hope not, but it happens. Happened with Aaron Rodgers last year.
I just wonder, of the three quarterbacks, who is more likely to get moved? You still have to think Huntley, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I still expect, if DTR really is safe, and that was one of the first leaks we got of the quarterback spot, at least, because we got DTR is safe, he's made the 53-man roster, and then it became Jameis and Tyler Huntley, the Browns are fielding offers for them and could trade them because of their newfound confidence in DTR. He took a step apparently in the offseason. And now all four guys have made the roster. Kind of interesting. I don't think it's a bad thing. And listen, if the Browns did carry four quarterbacks, I don't know why teams don't do it more. I know, okay, only one guy plays.
Yeah, because it's not conducive to taking away a roster spot from another position that will be on the field. Like, the fourth quarterback's not getting on the field.
Well, that's true, but okay.
Put him on your practice squad and pay the guy $500,000.
Would you rather have a third or fourth string quarterback or your fourth special teams ace.
Do what I said. You can pay him whatever you want. Put him on the practice squad.
Well, okay, but my point was that subjects that player, if you really value that player to being to going elsewhere versus teams.
That player can choose to do what he wants if you're going to pay him more than he would make on another team's active roster.
I just don't think teams actively invest. Like we always talk about the quarterback problem. I think a big problem with quarterback development is they cycle through a lot of these guys and guys don't get time in one situation to develop. Like Desmond Ridder. Desmond Ridder was there, what, a year or two in Atlanta? You thought highly enough of him to be a top 100 pick. You rushed him out onto the field, I want to say 2 years ago. Last year, you gave him a chance to compete against Taylor Heinicke, and then a year later, he's gone. Like, now, again, I'm not saying that Desmond – I'm not trying to make a civil case about Desmond Ridder, but, like, okay, did you need – and, again, that's also a regime change. But if you're really in the interest – like, if the Browns are really in the interest of we got to protect ourselves against – you know, Deshaun and the downside of Deshaun. Why wouldn't you have drafted a quarterback this year and had and have a veteran backup in Jameis and then carry two young quarterbacks?
Also a fine option.
You're very defensive about this, it seems.
No, dude, I'm kind of tired of talking about it, to be fair,
mm-hmm.
because it's a fourth-string quarterback.
Yeah.
What's that face for?
I mean,
I know it's like sort of important, I guess.
It's like the news with the Cleveland Browns right now. It's a little more than a sort of important.
No, I get it, Nick, but it's
Would you like to talk about peace in the Middle East? Would you like to talk about maybe UFOs?
Well, that I would talk about.
Of course you would talk about that.
You've been talking about this book, man.
You haven't read it. Haven't bought it yet.
Are you reading it?
I already read it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it came Thursday, and I read it. I was done by Sunday.
Not going to share it with me?
You going to pay me?
No.
If you want, you got to give the man the money. That's the only thing is, it's kind of like a smaller print. So, but yeah, if you want it. But see, now here's the problem.
What's the problem?
You're not going to finish it in 3 days. This is.
Are
this
you worried
is,
about getting it back?
This is going to be the.
Yeah, I'm not going to come around.
This is going to be the, was it, somebody with Star Wars. I remember somebody tried with Star Wars, and then they didn't get the VHSs back or something like that. But it's going to be my Lou Elizondo book. I know we live like 10 minutes from each other, 12 minutes from each other now. I'm not getting that book back if I give it to you, right?
Probably not.
I kind of like the book. I kind of might want to read it again.
The horse.
Kind of felt bad for the lady. So I've got the roster in front of me here, some of the names. Contracts terminated, Tony Brown, the second, not the first. Deontay Foreman, Justin Hardy Jr., Jermaine Effetti, and James Prochet, Paper Prochet as we knew him. On a list, PUP, Nick Chubb, NFI, Nyheim Hines, Michael Dunn, Mike Hall Jr., and who is, of course, on the commissioner's exempt list. And then reserve/injured list is Luke. It's Whipler, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Every time I see him, I want to say Whipler. Did they just draft him because of their partnership with Dude Wipes? And then the wave, Juwan Briggs, who was their seventh-round pick, Amarian Brown, Jalen Darden, Christopher Edmonds, Siaki Ika, Sam Kamara, Zaire Mitchell-Padden, Winston Reed, Lorenzo Thompson, Trayton Welch, and Michael Woods there. So three specialists, 11 defensive backs, six linebackers, nine defensive linemen, 10 offensive linemen, two tight ends, six wide receivers, two running backs, and four quarterbacks. So the two places I think you would expect them to look on the waiver wire or via trade are probably a running back and or a third tight end.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.